Welcome to another edition of the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, RogueGarment.com. And today is January 9th, 2008, and we have a lot of news and information to get into on today's show. And, of course, some of the big stuff that's been talked about today has been, of course, the New Hampshire primary, the likelihood of vote fraud. And I don't think there's really any question that there's a lot of funny business going on during the New Hampshire primary, particularly with the Democrats. And you see the establishment media trying to spin this. They're trying to say, oh, well, Hillary Clinton, she was crying, and people, they identified with that. They identified with her showing emotion. It's all cover. It's all staged. It's all designed to have a cover story for the massive irregularities that took place during this election. And there are also irregularities on the Republican side as well. And I'd say the more extreme cases of vote fraud definitely occurred on the Democrat side. Now, I'm no fan of Barack Obama. I'm no fan of a lot of the Democrats that are running for president. But you look at the fact that Hillary Clinton was able to overcome a 10% deficit in the polls to win by 3% of the vote. It just reeks of vote fraud. And you look at the machines that were used in New Hampshire, these Diebold scanning machines. There have been numerous reports of problems and issues with these machines, security problems, security flaws, and we just can't trust these things. And what's interesting is you have the establishment media going out there, and they're saying, oh, gee, well, we have to analyze the polls. And that's all misdirection. How is it that we have all these polls that pretty much say roughly the same thing, and then on election day, we have a completely different result? No, the investigation shouldn't be with the polls. It should be with the election. And there's actually a mention of this on CNN. They actually mentioned the possibility of vote fraud. Of course, that slipped right down the memory hole, and we haven't seen it since. But we have that clip. I'm going to try to play that later on the show. So we're going to get into the New Hampshire primary, go over some of the different pieces of information and evidence that's come forward indicating the possibility of vote fraud, and really, I don't think there's much question. There was definitely vote fraud. So we're going to get into that. We also have a ton of news to get into, too much to really mention in this opening segment. But I'll just go over some of the stuff that I'm going to try to get into. There's just so much stuff. I have to get into these new revelations about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. There was an American Free Press article on this new information that came forward from the NSA, basically saying that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never even happened. It was completely fabricated and staged in order to send us into the Vietnam War. So we're going to get into that. We also have to get into this Veterans Disarmament Act that was signed by George Bush. And, it's a sad day when we have the sitting president just getting up there and just signing a bill that is completely unconstitutional and completely against anything the Second Amendment stands for. So we'll have to get into that as well. We also have the Iranians. They came out and went on the record saying that this Pentagon video and audio that they've released of this event that took place in the Straits of Hormuz with the Iranian Navy, they say it was faked. And I believe the Iranians. But anyway, we have to break, and we'll get to all this on our side. Stay tuned.
The process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable. durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the show. Let's just jump right into this vote fraud business here in New Hampshire. And literally, I mean, we're dealing with some very diabolical individuals. And there's absolutely no question here that Hillary Clinton is the anointed one. She is the elite chosen president for this coming election. And I don't think there's really much question about that. You see how the media gives her all this free attention and free press. So it doesn't really come as much surprise that this election was rigged in her favor. Now, some of the evidence indicating that this is the case is the fact that you look at the different towns that voted on a purely paper ballot without any of these Diebold machines, and the results came overwhelmingly for Obama. But then you look in the towns and the different precincts where you had the Diebold electronic voting machines, it came out for Hillary. Big surprise. And, of course, on the Republican side of the fence, you saw all sorts of anomalies as well. Ron Paul should have at least gotten in the teens. Okay, I mean, there's a lot of information on my website that I post. I wrote an article myself. Bunch of other people out there analyzing this election have come forward with all sorts of news information surrounding this whole situation. And there's one town, was it Sutton, New Hampshire, where they had 31 votes for Ron Paul, but they put zero down. I mean, that's just, it was just a mistake. That's what they say. You know, just some really weird things going on. I don't know how you can forget to put in 31 votes for a candidate. These people's only job is to count the votes. That's not a very difficult task. There's a lot of strange things that went on here. And I don't think Ron Paul's poor performance in New Hampshire was strictly due to the vote fraud. Even if there was no vote fraud whatsoever, you know, I think he would have done like around somewhere in the teens at least. But I think the real problem that happened here is primarily due to the fact that not enough money was spent here. I think that was a huge problem. I know their strategy is probably to, oh, well, we're going to save the money and wait till Super Tuesday. But that's clearly backfired. And now we're dealing with a situation where, well, we came in fifth place in New Hampshire. We don't really have that much momentum. And, that's basically where it stands. He's going to be in the debate tomorrow, the South Carolina debate. And, unfortunately, we just don't have any momentum going in. If we had a third-place finish, which I think if the voting was fair, I think he would have gotten that third-place finish. But there was just a lot of weird stuff that took place here, and I'm sure the voting fraud had a big part to do with it. But really, had this thing been handled properly, had we spent the money that should have been spent in New Hampshire, I think he would have came in at least second or even won the damn thing. But also, I think a good part of this has to do with the fact that the American people, for whatever reason, I don't think they're fully on board with what's going on. I still think they're brainwashed by the big media. And I don't think there's as many of us as we may have thought originally. At least I thought there was more of us than I believe there is now. So we still have to educate people. We still have to get the information out there. And we have to ensure that we get enough people on our side as possible in the next coming months, because things are really starting to unravel. But that's kind of where I see this whole New Hampshire primary. There are a lot of things that contributed to Ron Paul's poor finish. And granted, vote fraud has a big part to do with it. I mean, Bev Harris had some good stuff on it, and you can read my articles up on my website. Again, the website is roguegovernment.com, and you can get into all the ins and outs of the different things that she's uncovered, like the fact that New Hampshire's voting machines are programmed by one company. And there's some shady dealings with the people behind that outfit, LHS Associates. So there's so much stuff to get into. I don't have time to get into everything, all the ins and outs. But I primarily blame the fact that there was definitely some problems with the vote, with these electronic voting machines, or these Diebold scanning machines. They're not technically the true electronic voting machines. I blame that. I blame a poor performance by the campaign, not spending enough money here in New Hampshire. And I blame the fact that I don't think our message has gotten out to as many people as I originally thought. And, you know, this was a state that was ripe for the picking for the message of liberty, of freedom, and everything that Ron Paul talks about. So I'm very surprised in the fifth place finish. But I think, looking ahead, just as long as Ron Paul can stay out there and keep pushing this message that unfortunately may be all we can hope for this campaign, unless there's some real surprises. But with all these voting machines, these electronic voting machines and Diebold having their hands in a lot of this stuff, and you got Sequoia and all these other outfits, I really don't see much hope for us actually going to the Republican convention and having Ron Paul as the nominee. You know, it's going to be an uphill battle because we got the establishment against him, we have the media against him, and we have these voting machines. They're definitely not going to do him any favors. So we're being hit at from all fronts here, and it's going to be a very difficult battle. But clearly, there needs to be an investigation. I fully support a recount. I mean, what does the Ron Paul campaign have to lose by demanding a recount? So we had to pay $60,000 for a recount. Well, big deal. He has $20 million plus in the bank. And yeah, so what? The media is going to say, oh, he's a poor sport and he's just sour. Who cares? The media hates the Ron Paul campaign anyway. They've done everything in their power to try to derail the momentum of his campaign as possible. So regardless of what he does, if he goes forward and says, "Yeah, I want to do a recount," who cares what these people say? And I sincerely hope in this next debate he starts getting a lot more aggressive. I think we're going to see that. At least I hope. Because really, we have nothing to lose. We have absolutely nothing to lose by being more aggressive and calling out these people who are on stage with him and calling them out for the establishment cronies that they are. I mean, there's so many things you can call out Rudy Giuliani on. He runs on the record of 9/11. And meanwhile, all the first responders and the firefighters, they hate his guts. And I could break down all the problems, all the other candidates, but I just don't have the time. Bottom line is, Ron Paul should go on the offense against these people and call and just start calling them out for the establishment hacks that they are. And I hope he does that. But granted, I'm not a political expert. I'm just somebody observing this whole thing unfold. But that's what I hope he does, and we'll just have to see what happens tomorrow when they actually have the South Carolina debate. And, of course, you got Fox News who's going to be running that thing, so I can only imagine the dirty tricks they're going to try to play. But if he becomes more aggressive and he starts going after these people, I really think that's what needs to happen here. So definitely, we definitely need a recount in New Hampshire. Will it happen? Probably not, but I think that's something we have to look at. Because there's a lot of weird stuff going on here, and at the very least, I thought Ron Paul should have gotten a third-place finish, and I don't understand how Rudy finished ahead of him. That just does not make any sense, especially when you consider that New Hampshire largely voted for Democrats in 2006 because of the anti-war sentiment in the state. And when you consider that 30% of Republicans are against the war, and you see all the internet polls, the text message polls, and everything else, you know, just it doesn't add up. It just doesn't add up, and there needs to be an investigation. But anyway, let's go on and cover some more news, because I could spend hours just talking about that one issue alone. I mean, it's nuts. We're just up against this establishment that has its hands in pretty much every aspect of the electoral process, the media, and it's a formidable opponent to go against, as we're finding out. But it's clear they're pulling out all the dirty tricks to ensure that they do not lose power and they get their people into office. All right, let's go on to this one. U.S. faked attack to escalate Vietnam War. And this one's from the American Free Press. And I have to talk about this one real quick, because in this report, they talk about this information released by the National Security Agency, and they came across this 500-page report that basically retold the Vietnamese war history, the war with Vietnam. And basically, I'll just read this blurb from the American Free Press report, and this is from this individual, Stephen Aftergood. And he states the following. I'll just read from it. It'll be easier if I just read from it. But he said that probably the most historically significant feature of the declassified report was a retelling of the 1964 Gulf of Tonkin incident. That was a reported North Vietnamese attack on American destroyers that helped lead to President Lyndon Johnson's sharp escalation of American forces in Vietnam. The author of the report demonstrates that not only is it not true, as Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara told Congress, that the evidence of an attack was unimpeachable, but that to the contrary. A review of the classified signals intelligence proves that no attack happened that night, FAS said in a statement. So basically, according to this documentation, the Gulf of Tonkin incident never took place. We'll be back on our side, and we'll get into this a little more. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show, and I just want to recap this this story about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. I mean, this is from the American Free Press, declassified documents from the National Security Agency, and they literally say in these documents that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never even took place. It's unbelievable. And they talk about all this other stuff. How the communists were able to communicate on Allied radio nets. They actually called in Allied artillery on American units in Vietnam. Now, that's another thing that was revealed. Oh, it's just crazy. It's absolutely nuts. But what really drives me crazy is that this is a big news story. And do you see that anywhere on the establishment media? You see it absolutely nowhere. Now, they'd rather talk about Hillary Clinton getting all teary-eyed. And that's what led her to win. Oh yeah, no, it wasn't. No, there was no vote fraud. No, that would just be a conspiracy theory. No, it's because all of these liberated women got behind Hillary Clinton. They understood. They felt her pain. It's such a joke. I mean, this is big news. Basically, the deaths of thousands of Americans and Vietnamese was for nothing. And you see what they're doing over in Iran. With this weird stuff with the speedboats. You know, I'm going to get to that story a little bit later, where the Iranian government is actually coming out and saying that the video clips, the audio clips the Pentagon released are totally faked. And considering all the fake Al-Qaeda tapes that have been released, you know, that wouldn't surprise me the least. And of course, you got Bush over there visiting in Israel. And there's this really stupid picture I saw of him and Olmert, the Israeli prime minister, with this shirt. And they're holding this shirt that says Israel G.W. Bush. And they just look like a bunch of criminal scumbags just holding this shirt. It looks so stupid. I think I saw it up on the Drudge Report. Just absolutely disgusting. And, of course, you got a bunch of angry Palestinians over there, and I don't blame them. And, you know, they're very upset, and rightfully so. But anyway, let's get to your calls. Chad in Alaska, you're on the air.
Yeah, I've heard several hosts comment that Ron Paul needs to get tough and tell the people like it is, and, you know, that being a little more hard-nosed and just cutting people down is, he really has every right to do, but I think the American public will just keep chewing cud like a herd of stupid cattle. And I think that Ron Paul's best hope is, I think that there is a good chance of the economy really taking a deep dive towards the end of this year. And I think that might play a major factor in getting him elected.
Well, it's interesting you mention that because, I mean, we have gold pretty much approaching $900 an ounce. Of course, oil's at around $100 a barrel.
There are some banks that have said that Ron Paul will be president, and I think that is part of the rationale.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because if he runs as an independent, let's say this thing really starts to unravel next year. Let's say after the Chinese Olympics, after they hold the Olympic Games, because there's been a lot of speculation that China may start dumping the dollar after the Olympic Games. I mean, that's just speculation. But let's say that happens, and Ron Paul decides to run as an independent. I'm sure people are going to remember all the things he said and say, look, well, maybe this guy's telling us something that we need to hear. You know, I mean, so there might be something to that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm enjoying your show. Thanks.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it. And yeah, I mean, basically with the Ron Paul campaign, it's going to be really difficult for him to get the Republican nomination unless he starts winning some states. And I mean, coming in fifth place, fourth place, or whatever, I mean, it's not going to cut it. That's why I look at what's going on here, and you see the whole layout of the land with the people he's running against. I mean, these people, I mean, Ron Paul's track record, he's got 20-plus years, well, actually more than that, 30-something years of being consistent on the issues. These people he's running against are all over the place. I already talked about Rudy with his whole platform being run strictly off of 9-11, and we have to go on the offense on the war on terror. Meanwhile, all the 9-11 first responders hate him. You have Mitt Romney, who is back and forth on all these different issues. He's basically a socialist masquerading as a conservative. It's a joke. He's for mandatory health care for people. I mean, how can this guy be passed off as a conservative? So that guy's a joke. He's just in the race because he can just spend all his money on this campaign. I mean, he threw, what, $7 million in Iowa? And I'm not sure how much he threw in New Hampshire, but he threw a lot into the campaign. No question. I mean, he's trying to buy votes. John McCain, I don't understand how this guy has any support. He's saying, oh, we have to be in Iraq for 100 years. This guy voted, and well, his name's on the bill, McCain-Feingold, the legislation, the campaign finance reform legislation, he's responsible for that. I mean, and a number of other things that are just totally against freedom, against liberty, and against the Constitution. This guy's for. Of course, you have the Keating 5 scandal. I mean, but of course, all this stuff goes right down the memory hole with the establishment media. It doesn't even get brought up. You know, Fred Thompson, he's a Washington insider lobbyist. And Huckabee, I mean, jeez. You know, he's got Richard Haass, the CFR president, advising him on foreign affairs. It's just crazy. But anyway, we have to break. We'll get to your call, Steve, on the other side. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The
because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, welcome back to the show. And before we get to the phone calls and cover some more news, just a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, Hemp USA. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide with free shipping to the United States and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. Your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 1-908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org. Call 1-908-691-2608. That's HempUSA. All right, let's get to the calls. Steve in California, you're on the air.
How you doing, Lee?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, you noticed that we just had an election that was jerked out from underneath the feet of Ron Paul. At the same time, they planned that Bush should go to Israel and make nice with the little Zion Nazis there. And at the same time, the media is acting like, you know, McCain was overwhelmingly received and Hillary is such a, Hillary is a chipmunk from hell. And anybody that tries to pretend that she's anything other than that is an idiot. All of this is a scam in order to lead people down the yellow brick road even further than we have been led already. And in order to stop this, what we need to do is we need to say, look, you don't have to quote the movie, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, but you have to stand up and say, you know, enough, I'm not buying it, I'm not going to buy it at all, and get the word out to other people that, you know, they must not buy it either. Ron Paul didn't lose that primary. It was stolen from him.
Well, yeah, I mean, I tell you what, I think part of the problem here is that, you know, we need to get more boots on the ground, and we need to get more people who understand what's happening. But I tell you what, New Hampshire was tailor-made for Ron Paul. There was a lot of support up here. You know, I think the election fraud had something to do with it. But I also think that the campaign should have spent more money in the state. I mean, I'm up here, and literally, I had a family member of my mind go up to the campaign office and ask him for signs, and they didn't have any signs. That was a week before the primary. So there's some things that went on here that could have been managed better.
Yeah, okay, you know, and that's sure and fine. But the thing is, we're running a grassroots campaign here. We're not talking about getting intense, positive media coverage. It's not going to happen. Yes, the sign should have been there, of course, you know, because that's the way you get it out on a grassroots campaign. It's one way anyway. And the thing is that Ron Paul made his point every time he managed to get in a word edgewise when he was in the debates, etc. And he made his point so well that they were really, you know, wanted to do anything they could in order to keep him off air. The thing is, until enough people wake up and say, you know, we want to hear this, we want to go this way, they're going to get away with this kind of thieving. It's going to happen. It should be laid back and not do anything? No, of course not. I mean, you got to go forward. You got to fight the good fight. And the thing is this, it's not over with yet. It's up to him what is the next move that he makes. You know, and nobody can do it for him, but you can be there for him when he makes it.
Sure. No, I agree. I mean, pretty much, I'm advocating they should be a little more aggressive at this point, because, I mean, let's face it, there's going to be electoral fraud throughout this whole process. He's got absolutely nothing to lose. Like you were saying, the media is just going to attack him regardless of what he does. You know, I mean, it really does not matter what he says, what he does. The media is always going to attack him because he's an anti-establishment candidate.
Yeah, that's true. And the other thing, if I could have his ear for a moment, what I would suggest to him is this. Instead of just saying that you don't want to be involved in the Middle East, when Bush pulls one of these grandstanding attempt to create nuclear World War III nonsense visits like he is doing, you know, right now, and just landed and did the photo ops and all that, go out and aggressively attack what he's doing. Don't attack the man, but attack what he's doing. You know, show that it is just something that has nothing in the offering except possible destruction of the entire world, or at the very least, a simple waste of time and money and life on the part of the U.S., which is unconscionable.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Absolutely. Is there anything else that's on your mind before I move on?
No, that's fine, and thanks, Lee. Carry on.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
And yeah, I mean, you know what? This whole thing with the Ron Paul campaign, it's extremely frustrating because we're being hit at from all different angles here. We have an establishment media that does not want his campaign to get any sort of traction. They've been trying to derail it for the past, well, pretty much since the campaign started. I remember when he first announced his candidacy for president, I heard this neoconservative hack on ABC Radio. What's his name? Mark Davis. And he said, oh, well, Ron Paul, he's a nice man, but he has absolutely no chance of winning the presidency. You know, they already had the talking points ready for the neocon hack talk show hosts that are out there. They had the talking points already prepared to deal with the prospect of his candidacy. So they've been just chopping away at his campaign ever since he declared. And unfortunately, that's what we're up against. We're up against a media and establishment that really does not want this man to get any sort of traction or come anywhere close to becoming the next president, despite the fact that this man has tremendous grassroots support and tremendous popular support. And I still think his support in New Hampshire was far greater than the actual results showed. It doesn't make any sense when you have a public that is so anti-war. I mean, 70%+ of the American people are against the war. And you're telling me that John McCain and Hillary Clinton won both of the elections on both sides of the fence? I mean, Dennis Kucinich and Mike Gravel, they only got like a few thousand votes. That doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of angry people, and they're going to gravitate towards the anti-war candidates. So that's why I was really surprised that all the anti-war candidates didn't do a lot better. I think that's a clear indication that there was definitely some vote fraud. Now, we have another call. Bill in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, Lee, I was calling because I just kind of questioned something. I don't know, I just get this feeling sometimes that, you know, Ron Paul's just going through the motions, and I really wonder if he really wants the presidency, or is he just trying to get out a message to the younger generation? Because when CNN did cut to his campaign headquarters, and as he was talking to the crowd, he did mention something that I believe about the younger generation getting the message, and hopefully that, you know, that's where it'll really come from. Because if we had an Obama type charismatic individual with the same message, I mean, oof, that'd be dynamite, you know. But
absolutely. Well, I mean, campaigning as hard as he does every day, I mean, it's got to wear on him. I know he's a 70-year-old man, and you know, I mean, if you're continuing campaigning, going on all these interviews, I'm sure that's tiring. Mm-hmm. But you know, you do bring up a valid question. I mean, you look at what's going on. I'm sure he knows there's all sorts of funny business with the election, and he's just not saying anything about it. I mean, it's plain as day that there's something wrong here. It could be that he's just gonna try to stay in this whole thing and go in all these debates and just try to get the message out there using the presidential electoral process as a platform to do that. Because I mean, just the strategy the campaign has laid out with not spending more money in New Hampshire, I don't understand that. I mean, New Hampshire, if he won this state and they poured all this money into New Hampshire, I mean, that could have given him a lot of momentum going into the other states. So it almost seems like that his strategy is to just conserve money to get to Super Tuesday and beyond. What are your thoughts?
Well, I wanted to bring up another point, and this goes back to Ross Perot. You know, Ross Perot, he had a good approach to how to get the American people's attention. He could have won the presidency if he really wanted to, but I think that he was faced with the establishment coming down on him. To the fact that you know, maybe he was threatened. I mean, once the it was all over with, you've never heard from him again. But I like the way he presented things to people. He in his commercial spots, he'd come up with charts. You know, people, we're very visual in our nature, and he was very simplistic as the way he was trying to give his message. And I think that would be helpful for Ron Paul if he were to take that type of approach, because I sincerely believe Ross Perot could have been president if the elitist hadn't have gotten to him, and I would say that they probably even threatened him, where he just thought, you know, hey, this isn't worth it, you know, because he's just, you've never heard from him again. I mean, at least
I don't think there's any doubt that Ross Perot was threatened. I mean, he was actually ahead in the polls, you know, going into the election. And you know, I like those infomercials he put up there. And I was a little younger back then, but I remember him going up there, buying these 1 hour, half hour TV spots on national TV and just getting up there with the pie charts and everything and showing how everything was screwed up. I mean, I would love to see Ron Paul do something like that, just by like a half an hour or an hour of time, because I think that's where Ron Paul really shines, is when he has enough time to articulate what's going on in this country. Because it's very difficult in 30-second sound bites just to get across everything that's going on, because it's a very complicated situation to the average American.
Exactly, and you know, and to bring it out, you know, the pie charts and all that, they're very simplistic in what they in the message that they give, and I that's just what caught my attention with Ross Perot, and yeah, maybe someday there will be someone in the younger generation who will get that message. I agree with you. You know, it is tiring going all over the place like that for him, but I really wish his campaign would step it up. And that's all I got to say. And a great show. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. And, yeah, I mean, I just question the strategy. I mean, I know there. It seems like the strategy is to conserve the money and use it in the higher delegate states. But New Hampshire is really that can be a real spark plug for a campaign. Now, I think it's a major gamble what they did and not spending more money here in New Hampshire. Because, I mean, had you just gotten second place, let's say you got second place or even third place, they would not be able to ignore his presence. But coming in fifth place, you know, I mean, you got CNN, they're saying, oh, well, when's Ron Paul going to drop out of the race? And they even had some pundit, I'm not sure which one, but they actually said, oh, well, when Ron Paul drops out, all their supporters, all of Ron Paul's supporters are going to vote for John McCain. No, none of the Ron Paul supporters are going to vote for John McCain. They're going to vote for Ron Paul in the general election. They're going to write him in. And they're not going to support anybody. And the media still doesn't understand that. Or maybe they do, or they're trying to spin in a certain way to put more positive things toward John McCain. I mean, I don't know. But either way, the media, it's biased. It doesn't understand. Either one. I mean, take your pick. They either don't understand or they're incredibly biased. I think they're just biased and they're bought and paid for by the establishment to put out this spin against Ron Paul and against candidates that are going up against the establishment. I don't know. It's just crazy. It's a crazy situation. And, man, I mean, we're losing our country. I mean, what else is there to say? The electoral process has been corrupted. The government has been corrupted. And the military-industrial complex, I mean, that's really corrupted, along with all these mass media outlets. So we're really in a lot of trouble, and hopefully we can, you know, I really hope that I'm wrong. I really hope that Ron Paul will actually become the Republican nominee in some way. And I just got a message. Apparently Ron Paul is down to 3% nationally. I don't know if I really trust those polls, but, you know, these people create reality. You know, they create reality, and they use the media to perpetuate that reality. But we got a couple minutes before the break. Let me just cover a few more news stories I want to get into. I still have this clip from CNN. I'm not sure if I'll have the chance to play it, but I'll try to get to that in the last segment. Let's see here. Oh, geez. Well, we had George Bush meeting the plunge protection team. That's one thing that happened. And I think that pretty much underscores how horrible the economy is right now. He wouldn't be meeting with the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. This is a secretive group that was formed after the crash of 1987 in order to stabilize financial markets. And they reconvened the plunge protection team. It consists of the Treasury Secretary, the Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, and a number of other people. I believe the SEC, the head of the SEC is involved with it as well. And these people, they go in there and they ensure the markets remain stable. So evidently they're nervous about the rise in the gold price, the rise in the oil price, the subprime mortgage debacle, and all these other things that are going on. And they should be. They really should be. So I think that's a sign that things are starting to unravel. What else do we have here? AT&T might filter the internet. And this one's from the New York Times. And apparently at the Consumer Electronics Show, actually it isn't just AT&T. You had NBC, Microsoft, you have all these big companies, AT&T as well. And they said the time was right to start filtering for copyrighted content at the network level. So they're talking about filtering the internet. And this is setting a dangerous precedent. Because a lot of stuff that you see on YouTube and these video sharing sites, I mean, this stuff is fair use, as far as I'm concerned. It's not being used for profit. It's being used for educational purposes. I mean, people aren't getting a profit by posting these different YouTube videos. So I consider that something that constitutes fair use. So when you get into this whole thing where they're talking about filtering the internet at the network level, that's definitely something we have to keep an eye on, because what's going to happen here is that these internet service providers could start becoming internet traffic police. And that's something we certainly do not need. And this story is up on my website, roguemmer.com, if you want to take a look at it. We got to get into this Veterans Disarmament Act. I mean, jeez, I wish I had more time. All of these stories are so important. This is from the Los Angeles Times. And George Bush signed the Veterans Disarmament Act, if you can believe that. And, of course, that's the bill that adds people who are mentally ill to the criminal background check system that they have for firearms. But anyway, we'll be back on our side. Stay tuned.
Meet the needs and demands. Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Let me just blow through these last two news articles that I want to get into. Actually, there's a few of them. Then we'll get to the phone call from Deloitte. Just real quick, just to recap this disarmament bill. Bush signed this thing into law. This is, of course, the Veterans Disarmament Act, and it expands the federal database used to screen gun buyers to include mentally ill individuals, and there is no exemption for military members that come back, veterans that have PTSD. It doesn't exclude people who have attention deficit disorder. I mean, it's just totally ridiculous, and the National Rifle Association actually supported this thing. So if you have a membership in the NRA, please get rid of it. We have this other news story. This comes from the Associated Press, and Iran is accusing the United States of fabricating video and audio showing these Iranian speedboats confronting U.S. warships. So, I wouldn't be surprised that whole thing is staged. They're just trying to further ratchet up some sort of confrontation with Iran, and it looks like they're trying to create some sort of staged Gulf of Tonkin-like incident in order to justify going in and bombing Iran. It's totally disgusting. Wish I had more time to analyze it. And also, there's a lot of propaganda out there on the various news outlets saying that mercury isn't causing autism. And it turns out that this report that disproves any link between mercury and autism, these vaccines, it turns out that a lot of this stuff is coming from the big pharmaceutical companies. And wish I had more time to get into it, but all that stuff is up on my website. But and check it out, roguegovernment.com. But let's get to the caller. Deloitte in Idaho, you're on the air.
Hi there. I heard you talking about the amount of money that the campaign used or didn't use, and we have a lot of meetup groups around the country, and if $1,000 to $1,500 or even $2,000 was allowed to each one of those meetup groups, I guarantee you there is a person in every one of them that would put a microbroadcaster in their home. And that would go a long ways to get the word out to people when we're having such a hard time getting anything in the major media. I just want to throw that out.
That's a great idea. That's a fantastic idea, and that's something we should definitely do. Because, I mean, I don't know how many meetup groups there are now, but there's probably close to 1,000. I mean, if we can get one microbroadcaster, like even just a 150-watt microbroadcaster, that would be huge.
Yeah, in each one of them. And I heard that there was 1,500 of them. So that's 1,500 microbroadcasters, and they're in major cities across the country. And I think that would go a long ways to getting out the word on Ron and Paul and eliminate our problems with the major medias, the corporate-owned media. And that's all
absolutely.
Wanted to say. I'm sorry for hurrying you through your news talk there. I'm sorry to cut you short on that.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, there's just so much news. I can't cover it all anyway, so don't worry about it.
Well, you have a good night now. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate it. And, yeah, that's a fantastic idea. I mean, because what's going on here is that the establishment media is so biased and it's so controlled that we have to become the media and we have to fight these people by becoming the media. That's the only way. And that's why networks like this are so important, because we're broadcasting a different point of view. I'd say we're broadcasting the truth. I mean, all you get from the establishment media is propaganda and spin. So it's very important that we get the word out about all of this stuff. But anyway, I am just flat out of time. Go to my website, roguegovernment.com. Got a lot of news stories on the voting fraud debacle and all these other news stories that I got into. I mean, it's crazy. There's so much stuff out there, and I'll try to get into more of it on tomorrow's show. But anyway, I'm just out of time. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, and